I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Candace Gibson, joined by Josh Clark. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, Candace. I'm feeling very curious today.
Curious like a cat?
Precisely.
Hungry like the wolf?
Precisely. So, you know, it's fortunate for us that it's 2008 because, you know, if this were like 908 AD, I'd probably be killed right now because scientific inquiry was pretty much frowned upon, right? The good thing is that we kind of emerged from this dark age, the medieval ages, into the age of exploration, where Europe just suddenly blew like dandelion feathers into the wind and started looking around this big wild world, which was good for us, usually bad for the people, you know, who already lived in the places the Europeans discovered. I just made air quotes. But it did give rise to the Age of Enlightenment, where scientific inquiry and curiosity just took off like a rocket, right?
And people were curious on tangible things, too. People who traveled to these far and distant lands would bring back artifacts, mm-hmm. and it was considered very fashionable among Europe's elite to come and gaze upon these items.
I know what you're talking about. Wunderkammer, right? Or Wunderkammer.
Wunderchambers.
Right. Or Cabinets of Curiosity. And they'd have all sorts of weird stuff in it, right?
I mean,
give me an example.
Well, these were precursors to the modern museum. So pretty much anything you'd see in a museum today from like, oh, I don't know, maybe not a mastodon skeleton necessarily, but like a starfish or, you know, an idol from an equatorial cult, things
right.
like this.
Right. So I can totally buy that. The thing is I have heard that one guy in particular, Peter the Great, who is fascinated by this kind of stuff and actually had his own Wunderkammer, a very legendary one, had baby skeletons in it, which just strikes me as weird. Like starfish, equatorial cult fetishes, whatever. I get that. But baby skeletons, is that fact or fiction?
Believe it or not, that's fact.
Wow.
So, yeah, these just weren't metaphorical skeletons in his closet. Don't know why I took that pregnant pause there. I guess I'm picturing these creepy little things.
No, I would advise self-doubt for that one, too.
But they're not really that creepy. I mean, it was for the sake of science. And Peter was really in love with the work of one particular Dutch scientist named Frederik Ruysch. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I hope I am. Ruysch. Anyway, he put together little dioramas of sylvan scenes that featured fetal skeletons.
Nice.
And instead of these little baby skeletons wandering through brambles and trees and shrubs, they were wandering through tangles of arteries and veins. And some of them were a little more excited to be captured in the diorama than others. Those who were rather disappointed at their state of eternal torment cried into tissues, made of flayed brain tissue, actually. Mm. So they were quite interesting to gaze upon, and Peter had a couple. They were really prized possessions, and this wasn't just for, you know, his own sick sense of humor. He was really hoping to pull Russia out of the Dark Ages to catch up with the rest of Europe. He wanted his people to appreciate this thing, you know, for science, for what it is, rather than being a freak of nature.
Right.
So you can actually see a picture of this creepy diorama in Josh's article when you read the question, "What was in Peter the Great's Cabinet of Curiosities?" on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.